بس
Right, welcome back. We're returning from closed session. We have no reportable action. The board did not take any reportable action in closed session. So we move on to ahead of schedule, the strategic planning portion of the event. So we discussed this at our previous board meeting. Start the process, and Tim, would you like to take it away?
Sure. By way of introduction, you did discuss strategic planning at your April 17th meeting, and I provided you a memo just like this one that identifies the area of our policy handbook that has to do with our mission and goals and objectives, and those are attached, right? Also, just as a way to get started, I've attached an outline of a strategic planning process that we found online as an example and an article that was useful. Some steps of strategic planning would be assessing the current business strategy and business environment, identify the company's goals and objectives, develop the strategic plan and determine the performance metrics, implement and share the plan, and then revise and restructure as needed. And so tonight is to really give direction as to how you would like to proceed with the planning process. You have options to hire a facilitator for the process or to use the staff and to let us know who you would like to involve in the planning process. I apologize. I see we put two copies of the same page in the attachments. The final goals.
Before we get going, actually, let's just take them. who would like to begin? I have some thoughts about initiatives that I think maybe we should consider putting in our strategic plan for the upcoming roughly 5-year period. The first and most important one to me, and we sort of have discussed this recently in this very room during the appointment meetings, is you know, what this district can do and should be doing in terms of vegetation management on the ridgeline and elsewhere in Kensington. This is a theme that I particularly wanted to bring up for us to maybe think about putting into a strategic plan, because I noticed I get some emails from the California Special District Association, and there was a grant program that appeared with very short notice for special districts want to do vegetation management at a wilderness urban interface. And it had a, I think it was like a week roughly from when the grant went up to when the grant deadline closed. And it's like, you really gotta be ready for these things if you wanna be in there. And we just think that it's critically important for the district. And so my suggestion is that as part of our strategic plan is the district should develop, probably with the help of an appropriate fire expert consultant, a comprehensive vegetation management plan for the district, so that when those opportunities do appear, we actually have something that we can A, direct funds to, and B, we can direct funding to in our own right, even when there aren't grant opportunities that appear. So to me, that's one of the most important things that I feel like the district should be thinking about, that we aren't currently thinking about. And it's inspired by these goals and objectives. I feel like it fits squarely within what we described before, including things like
Number one was about Julie.
Yes. And it's another one that was also.
Number two was the regional fire hazard reduction program.
Yes, exactly. And I feel like that would work really nicely with that. So that was the most important one on my list. I also have some further ideas on that, but that's one. Well, I guess I'll just mention that further day briefly, which is, and I ran this by district council to confirm. So the district can also accept donations from, in general, can accept donations from the public for enacting something like this vegetation management plan, and it would be taxed, in general, would be tax deductible for the people participating. So it's also could be a way for us to facilitate people who are wanting to spend extra money, that the district could set up a fund for that was devoted only to vegetation management, and perhaps it could be also a useful opportunity for the district to provide matching grants for the people wanting to put them as well. So that's another thing that we could think about developing over time.
There's actually a need for that now. Lynn Du was looking for a place to collect money from neighbors so that they could work on vegetation in the creek. So that's a great idea, and I think you'll find lots of people interested in something like that. When you run something by district council and get an answer, could you share that with the full board? Number one, what question council was asked, and then what was their response? Because council does report to the whole board.
Yes.
And it's, because one thing I've noticed is, I'm glad to hear that you asked that question, but I've also noticed that it makes a difference, like how a question is asked, which sort of influences the answer that is given.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to both see the question. Because actually, legal opinion is supposed to be obtained by a voted board and not just by a single director.
I see that. Is that a pulse?
Staff can ask a legal opinion, but if someone from the board wants a legal opinion, unless it pertains to their own particular participation, like if I had a question about a contract or something like that,
that's okay.
But the board is supposed to vote on getting the opinion.
So, haven't seen it in our council before. Good to know. Tim was in the meeting, don't worry. Yeah, I didn't just go rogue.
Yeah. But that's interesting. I the website.
I got hit by it once when I was the president. I wasn't actually the person who asked. It was the district manager that asked for the opinion, but a board member thought that I had asked for it, and they were very upset. And I did check the policy, and that the policy does say the manager can definitely ask for a legal opinion, but I still think it should be shared with the board.
Yeah, as long as we can keep the verified privilege intact, the sharing of the information, just to have that proviso.
Okay. We'll check on this particular one because we had a Zoom call.
Well, that's another question.
It was his suggestion. It was the attorney's suggestion.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I have more things, but I would like other people to get to go to.
Well, I thought the purpose of this meeting was more high level to decide. I mean, we could get into other things, but I thought we were going to decide, do we want a facilitator or not? I thought that Tim, I appreciated this framework that you referred us to, because there's really a range of strategic planning and expectations, and in particular, so I read the Rodeo Hercules plan, I've read some other fire department plans, and if you hire someone who does strategic planning, they're going to have, maybe most often, they will have some kind of template, some framework that they throw at it, and they'll run the whole thing, and it'll take a lot. Like Rodeo Hercules took 2 full days of just board meeting themselves before they went out to the community stakeholders. They involved the fire union. It was a pretty comprehensive process. And I'm not advocating for that. I actually like that Tim sent us something that was more modest. Have you used them before?
No, I haven't. I just came across them. And with a proviso, it's an example, and there are lots of them out there.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Oh,
you did?
Oh, good.
Because I realized I tried to look up the 2015 exercise that the board did with Brent Ives, and I realized that was actually just goal setting. And I had previously thought of it as strategic planning. So, and they were able to get that done in the afternoon. But like you said, the strategic plan typically involves a mission statement, a vision, a SWOT analysis, some definition of stakeholders, consultation with stakeholders, and then setting goals that you can measure and that you intend to come back and revisit and measure. So I thought we were, one thing we wanted to do was kind of talk at a high level about how big is this going to look?
I thought that we had quite a bit of that discussion at our meeting on the 17th. That's why I sort of don't.
Oh, I didn't even think that we as a board voted to go ahead strategic planning process. I was going to ask that. I know that it was more of a discussion item.
Right.
I didn't know if we really queried everybody as to whether they wanted to go ahead with the strategic planning process.
Probably not. You probably haven't had that question asked. I think it was just a general direction that I felt the board was giving me, and I wanted to present you with some information, but certainly it's your decision whether or not to do it and what time frame you want to complete it in and what manner.
Yes, I thought that's what this meeting is.
Yeah, well, we didn't decide on it. Oh, you thought we were going to make those decisions tonight.
I thought that was what we were showing up to do, and we moved forward. The brass tacks goals, I think, are fine almost regardless, but I sort of said to you, it's less strategy and more their goals, right? They're more specifics. They could be ongoing 5-year things, but talking about them in terms of, smart goals, measurable things, like how do you even, it's very brass tacks. There was the idea of doing SWOT analysis. It's an interesting idea. If we want to talk strategically, I'm not sure that we want to do that. I also don't think we're aligned in how to do that, from what perspective. So the fire board only's perspective, the government of Kensington perspective, the potential issues around consolidation, all of those are fair game. Potential issues of merging in some larger angel that you brought up, West County.
Well, the trend in government is fire merging fire, police merging with police. So it's just an avenue to look at. I don't want to interrupt you, but you threw it back to me for a second, but it brings up the point that I'm not entirely clear on the motivation for the strategic planning. And I frame that in the context that Ridgeline said that we need to do this visioning exercise and they said that was basically the foundation for their financial analysis, right? Because they're going to do one analysis of us as a standalone district, one of the KPPC as a standalone, and then one as what a merged district would look like. But they said they need our vision for what we're going to look like, what we could look like or would look like from the vision perspective as a standalone district, Is that what this is?
I think that this would also serve that purpose. I think the district also could use some long-term goal setting in its own right. But I think it also serves that purpose as well.
Question. There is a person in the public, I think, over there waiting to hear, but there's public here, and we'll always say, I didn't realize they were. I thought they were just.
No, it's the usuals.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, I saw CR.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Oh, it's CRM.
Yes.
Are there people online?
There are.
Oh.
Well, there's two people online.
It's David's back and Johnny.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, we finished the closed session.
Okay.
I understood. Thank you.
Service.
You just 5 minutes.
Rick, I think you were. Well, the idea of at what level we want to start talking about strategy, how, whether it's the way we are as a hybrid contracting district or merge in various ways. Julia, just using that as an example.
No.
Those could all be. I mean, I guess I'll just say from my perspective, they're the kinds of things that I think we're going to have to iterate through a couple of times. I personally think part of the interaction with Ridgeline will probably require us to have a couple of discussions with Katie and CSD just to get through what that is supposed to yield, and we probably have to start that soon later. Just to have the chance to do that. And I don't know if there's anybody else who wants to come outside of kids. There was, I mean, there are issues Ridgeline brought up when they presented about just what it means to go forward with El Cerrito that probably are part of what should talk about. I don't know. Specifically, their increased purpose burden. But whatever it is, right, that could all be in the scope where we just lay out a frame inside what future visioning would look like.
I had sort of imagined, sort of also related to the Ridgeline suggestion about a visioning, is that for now, that this was for like today and what I hope we discuss on the next meeting, is just our district and us as we exist now and as we could see ourselves existing in the near future. It's the thing that I've, well, like I said, I think the district has been lacking in a concrete long-term goals for a bit, beyond renovate this building. And there are other issues that are totally in our objective and goals and mission that not necessarily been focused on. And sort of Dmitry Semenov's mentions that, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I said, you know, I don't think the district knows what it sees itself as in 5 years as an independent fire district.
And these were, Julie, you said 2015, these goals, the goal
items. Right here, yeah, it was like an afternoon meeting, and there are no minutes from that meeting. but some have these, there's a mission statement and goals that made their way into the policy manual. And that's where I think that came from. There's some objectives, policy 000.
Yep.
There's a mission statement.
Yeah.
Objectives, or objectives, and then a set of goals. And I, you know, I swear I thought I saw a PowerPoint from that 2015 meeting, but there's nothing on the website. I can't find. So I'm only assuming that what we received from Tim came out.
So those are 9-year-old goals. Almost 10 now. How did we do?
I would say not great.
Well, it doesn't really say how we would measure these goals. Yeah. I mean, the structural integrity of the fire station.
That one did.
But some of these are obsolete, or I don't know, like hazardous materials response training to ensure efficient operation of the original fire department. Hazardous materials, is that
there was one, continued implementation of upgraded computer-based systems for records and reports. Notice that I don't really know what that means.
One of the major capital investments from quite a while ago now, but in that time frame, was the water system improvement. That was part of a great big large plan that I don't know if it was ever fully public vetted, but it was significant, and I don't know if that's even come up in the fire board meetings. And
so, you know, I think it's good that you raised that example for like two reasons. One is that it turns out that the water system improvements appear to have be a factor in the ISO rating, and the fire department has moved from, I think, back from 15 to number 3 all the way up to number 1. So I'm only hoping that those improvements make a difference. But assuming that's one reason to keep that in our budget, this is a good example that Jim and I think we had forgotten to put something for those water system improvements in our budget. People squawk. So it's a perfect example of we put it back in the budget, but we have no plan to operationalize it. I mean, the streets were open all through Kensington all last summer. The fire chief didn't realize that he's the one in charge of assessing and ordering that kind of thing. So it's kind of an example where you can have a goal, you can have a budget, but without a plan, nothing happens.
Yes, that was your number 2 item on this list. The water system improvement.
There is a plan. I mean, this is a thing there. East Bay Mud. That plan was, I know because I went and looked at it. East Bay Mud had a stack of documents like that. It was not as much about, it wasn't just about Kensington.
Mm-hmm.
And it was driven by a lot of complex factors, which is why I didn't understand this years ago. But I think one question is, since the ISO reading we were talking about was really El Cerrito and Kensington together, they treated us as a unit. So for some things, we got the benefit of El Cerrito, and for other things, they got the benefit of Kensington. And that all those things mixed together got us to a better ISO rating. But I don't really know how, I don't know how, in some cases, these goals would sync up with El Cerrito goals. In that particular case, El Cerrito had said they had no money to do water improvements, and so Kensington just was paying for all the water. And that was coming across the ridge line, heading past the church along the ridge line. That was the original that East Bay might have. They never made it that And I don't actually believe they got past the school. You would probably answer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 Technically not. But
you can write me a note.
I think there's another thing that there's life before COVID and life after COVID. And what I don't know that COVID was really the thing that caused it, but I do think that there are some things that the fire department used to do that they're not doing anymore. And our contract says they don't have to do anything for Kensington. I'm simplifying, but they don't have to do anything for Kensington that they don't do for El Cerrito. So there's a goal line here about CERT, for example. Mm-hmm. And we recently learned that they're not going to support CERT unless there's a formal 501c3. And I've been talking with residents about this. And we think that it just used to be considered part of some of the firefighters' jobs to support CERT. But they're very clear now that they're not going to be. So I think that's an example of a goal that would change because their level of what they're delivering to us appears on the surface. I would want to do a better analysis before overly generalizing about that, but it does appear to have changed.
But I agree with all of that. The only thing is the goal is maintaining earthquake disaster preparedness program by supporting community emergency response team. Sir, it doesn't say to have the fire department do that. That's for the district. So.
Well, that's another question, and it's on my list here. But when I went home after our last meeting, I realized I know we moved through this pretty hastily, but I don't see how we can have these sessions without the fire chief present. I mean, in most fire districts, the fire chief is the CEO. We know that's not the case here, but for sure, at their last goal setting, the fire chief was an integral part of that exercise. And pre-COVID, the fire chief used to sit at the table with the board. I mean, we had our board of directors and the fire chief was right there. And now, there's no like blame or fault, or maybe there's good reasons, but now the fire chief is kind of off in the corner, gets his report, and then he's not really integrated into the rest of the meeting. So, that's probably one reason why he leaves, but we don't know if he's able to attend on May 6th.
I actually reached out to the fire chief because when we discussed strategic planning in the abstract. And he said, if you want me to be there, I can be there. So is the sense that we would like him to be there?
I think it's crucial. If we weren't contracting with El Cerrito, we'd be running the fire.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I guess the reason I asked is before I said, yes, we want you to be there, chief. I wanted to make sure that, yes, we want you to be there, chief. Yeah, that's good. Okay,
but raising it back up a little, it does that whatever we're not really going along any when we talk about strategies, we're already in everything.
Yes, our strategy has to dovetail with
so the question of how that evolves further, I guess. But it is, you're right, the fire. There was always a panel of seats, and the fire chief was one. So that's, and it's more complicated now just because of where El Cerrito has been.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to make sure that they, where they go, doesn't approach that situation.
Can I take a quick step back?
Mm-hmm.
Do we not want to have a facilitator or not? I guess that was a question that was raised. I thought we had resolved it the other day, but we can resolve it again now.
Well, I have a point of view about a facilitator, good or bad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think Tim should be an active part of this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
He's our general manager. And in that spirit, I think a facilitator of some form would be helpful. Whether they're just a scribe, a note taker, or have maybe a more advanced role in that. I think that we need to have people participate in the conversation with us without having to kind of worry about, you know, like spending the details of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we go to some, like, I went and looked at the firm that Rodeo Mercury's used, the Finch and Associates. You know, they're like the real deal. They're going to roll out some big plan for us, and it'll take a few months.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's what we want. Maybe we could hire a resident who could just be paid to do this for us, this meeting. I mean, I'm kind of open to ideas, but I would like Tim to be free to participate, because I think, yep, that's really crucial.
What was your comment? That was more of a pro facilitator.
Oh, well, the con is if you go with one of these firms who have like the template approach that they throw at strategic planning,
okay,
and then it becomes like this, and they can't see it any other way,
okay,
than the way they always do it. That would be something that I think we really have to think about. The deal we want this to be.
What about the Ridgeline offer? I mean, Ridgeline is kind of facilitating a different project, but are there somebody that we can tap to just, because we're going to have to do it for ourselves anyway, right? Why can't Ridgeline be a part of that, since they're already collecting all the data and should know more than most a new person that we would tap, right? That's too close.
Well, I thought about it, and I have a very formal question about that, which is that a government 1090 code violation? And the government 1090 code, if I think I got the numbers right, it boils down to a consultant is not really allowed to get paid for implementing their own recommendations. It goes back to, like, if they had thought that they needed to lead strategic planning as part of the proposal,
mm-hmm,
then they should have put that in their proposal at the price. But I don't know. That would be a question for legal counsel. So in other words, they give us a proposal that it has XYZ, and then they say, oh, in addition to our proposal, you should do ABC, and we'd love to have you pay us to help you do ABC. I'm not sure if that's legal.
I think it would be a violation of that one. I think I looked at this one for a different, totally unrelated to this. And since they wouldn't be the one executing the fire district's plan, right? They're not the staff of the district. We're not going to. It's sort of like, that's what it was. I was looking it up in the context of the architects that the KBPCSD were looking at, whether or not if they consulted with one that precluded them from bidding on the project. But I digress.
It would be
a legal question.
Subtlety anyway.
Yeah.
I think that's
the name is just here.
Well, that's, he's not an issue.
Okay. Awesome.
That's why, in a way, I'd like to actually watch the KBPCSD session before we even do our own session. Because they're going to have their time, and there's this after my six. It's okay if they're working.
I think so. Yes. Sure.
Purchasing us in some bit of language problems. Over the years, we have basically been using our budget. 80% of it is paid to El Segundo for fire services. The remaining 20% is used for miscellaneous, and usually leaving us with a budget surplus of close to $500,000. I expect that based on where we're going right now, we probably will experience the same thing this coming year. By the way, next month, we will be meeting with our general manager to talk about a budget for the coming year. And we need to be putting things into that budget. There are some issues I'd like to talk about, but not now, later,
in connection with the Elsevier contract. Rather, I'd like to talk about the things that I think that we have not been doing, that we should be doing, and that we should be setting aside money for in order to make sure that those projects at least have the funds to get something done in the coming year. One of them is trying to do something about reducing fire threat on the Ridgeline. Now, I understand that East Bay Regional Park has not put the park that comes right up to Yield School Trail on their budget for any clearing. But I can tell you, as a person who yesterday spent most of the day cleaning out brush and debris in that park, which I do with kind of to a strength or board position, there's a big problem here. And particularly as you get, say, a couple hundred feet below the old school trail, it's extremely woodsy with lots of dead brush. Just simply pointing out, I think it's time we set up a separate group to work with East Bay Regional Park, much like what Orinda, Braga, Lafayette have done with great success, I might add, getting a lot of additional money being contributed to creating fire breaks in that property. We have to do that. And we have done nothing on that. It's right here on number two on the list, is that we're going to work with East Bay Regional Park. What have we done? Absolutely nothing since this thing was done. 6 years ago, more than 6 years ago. So we have a budget coming up. It's my recommendation that the budget, which we will be talking about with our general manager in 3 weeks, will include money being set aside to work on reductions in the fire threat coming out of Tilden Park. And it might be $100,000 more. And we may be able to get funds. We may not have to spend our own money, but we need to be setting aside some money to do something. The same thing goes with the other problem that we have, which is in the event of a fire or in the event of an earthquake, we know that there's this issue of trying to get fire trucks up to put out the fire and the ability of the residents to leave their homes and get out of Kensington. And as one who lives up on top of the park, on top of the hill, I can tell you that it is absolutely horrible trying to get up and down this hill. It's probably that we should probably be setting aside again another $100,000 or so in order to probably do something to widen out these streets. Even a couple of feet on either side could create a much better passageway. If a fire truck is ever coming up one of these streets, it's going to be chaotic if somebody is trying to come down because somebody's going to have to back up. And so I just want to point out, these are the two problems that I think that we really have to be focusing on. Avoiding the threat of a problem of a fire coming out of Tilden Park and creating better access to get out of Kensington in the event of an emergency and clearly establish what direction the fire trucks have to come up versus what direction the people have to go down, possibly putting in a signal down at, is that street Coventry? No, Coventry. The one that goes down to the
Sunset?
Pardon?
Sunset?
Sunset, thank you. That goes on in an emergency. See, because if we have to get traffic through there and there's no signal, we won't be able to do it. I just want to point out there's some cost things that we should be setting aside to accomplish these things. Thanks.
Yeah. That's why I brought the vegetation management as my first point earlier in the meeting. Okay. To circle back to the facilitator question. Yes. I don't think we necessarily, I see a lot of downside in doing sort of the months long facilitated approach, sort of partly also because we're a pretty small organization. This strategic plan that comes out, if it's going to be useful, has to be implementable by a part-time general manager and or clerk. So you know, I don't think we want something that's a big sprawling sort of thing for that. I'm not opposed to seeing if Dimitri is interested in coming to our meeting. I only got from that we did pick a date in the last meeting, and I do believe that Lynn told me that she put in the outlook, so it's a little awkward to roll that back. We could certainly reach out to him. We if people were interested in having Dimitri facilitate it. He's come to us before. I don't know if he likes it when we disagree a lot, but is that something that people are interested in? I mean, I know you mentioned it, so is anyone else interested?
I don't see a downside to it. I think it's up to us to scope it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there aren't that many lanes for futures we could envision if I get them schematically. So we could spend time on that, but we could also spend time on the appealing thing, the SWOT analysis, is if you look at those holes and you take the points that are made, which is, shall we say, we might not have made very much progress in our top three goals or what we would identify in our top three goals, and what kind of district do we want to be, quote unquote, going it alone that does better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, you know, there's lots of good stuff happening in Kensington. I don't know how much the fire board, still have to come to the EDC. I don't know how much the fire board actually has facilitated it. Like with the actual dollars put into vegetation management in a project. I think I heard that there was that we had some kind of funnel that people could apply to a program.
We have a replanting grant.
Planting.
For removing high hazards.
Okay. Well, I guess let me put it this way. Maybe in public comment, more knowledgeable people will say, here's all the good things the fire district has actually done. Do more of those. But it's seemed.
I think my project.
I think if you have room for improvement, I'd like some of your things that you want to do. I definitely recall the EPC talking about things and pursuing just the things that you say. And now that things are a little more structured, I don't see how we're not on our way to being successful in those endeavors. But we're at the very beginning. So, and you wanting to put money towards you know, a one item. Yay. that would be great. I mean, I guess I never really appreciated how the board worked relative to EPC, because I was just but that's so I'm happy to hear that we could potentially be putting a line item towards fuel reduction endeavors, etc.
Could anyone who knows and like me, the goat fest that went across the back of the, you know, sort of soup to nuts on what we would call the most rough order of magnitude of cost for that entire thing.
We didn't pay for it.
No,
I know.
Yeah.
Does anybody actually?
I don't
either. But I mean, I get emails from City Grazing all the time about, you know, bringing their goats out, and oh, are we allowed to take information to our presentation?
Sierra, do you know how much?
Here's the person to contact. You contact Patrick McIntyre. He wrote the grant for it for East Bay Regional Park. He's the one in charge of it. He will know the number.
Thank you.
Have you
been in touch with
Patrick? Yeah, we're in touch with Patrick, so that information will be forthcoming. And
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jim, I can get the lesson on the cost of the English too, probably by asking the safety officer. I just talked to the principal. It's because it was goats. It was the school district for just the school district property up the hill, and then it was needs to be reasonable for the rest of the school.
Yeah, there's the school has a surprising
amount
of property. Much of it borders my house, and so I got to find out where they left off. But in any event, you brought up something which I also would like to focus on. It's a big long term thing involving the county, and that is this idea of what happens in an evacuation. And I spent a lot of time reading our evacuation, studying our evacuation. I think that we're a long ways away from having something that would be any good at all.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a really big problem.
Oh, yeah.
Right. and that is one of the areas where from my previous life on the KPOA, it was really a struggle to get everybody involved, focused on just making that happen for one small part of Kensington
mm-hmm.
adequately. And police and fire struggled to talk, and then we hadn't gotten to the county. And the county's essential.
They don't do roads.
And so that's a big lift. Mm-hmm. It's a really important lift, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I said in my application, I never meant it, I really worry about the school. I think I've been informed by lots of folks about that the school's been talked about and thought about, and there is a plan.
They're in process. I wouldn't say there's a
plan. Okay. I'm uncomfortable, nonetheless, really, even though it's not, that's no criticism.
No, perfectly so. I mean, the school has stuff that it needs to do, and this has just been pushing a bus that has not had any gas up a hill.
Can I jump in and circle back to whether or not we want to have a facilitator? There was a suggestion to see if Dimitri was available for coming to our meeting. Tudor, just you interested? Jim, are you interested in that?
Facilitator.
Okay. Julie, are you interested?
Wait, you're not interested in Dimitri?
It sounded like I took that as no facilitator, but no.
I didn't know you were talking to Dimitri.
Well, he asked you about Dimitri. He asked us about Dimitri.
I think we can work it out without Dimitri, but yeah.
Well, I think it's going to be a long shot if you're going to stick with May 6th, because it looks like he's doing, he's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing the one with KPCSD from 1 to 4
mm-hmm.
or 1 to 5 or something. It's like 4 hours in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So, come to our meeting or leave the meeting? You said come to our meeting.
Oh, sorry. I interpreted your idea as leave the meeting.
Yes, but at the same time, if the board is uncomfortable with having somebody leading the meeting, I still think that as a person who is understanding our district for this project, that he can still bring ideas to the table.
Well, frankly, I've seen a lot of different facilitators come and go, mostly with the KPPCSD. And I thought Dimitri was better than any of the ones I've seen come and go on KPPCSD. My general impression, my own opinion, like for the matrix study, is that they come in with their own agenda and try to sway the conversation in the direction of their agenda. I do feel that Dimitri is doing his level best to be independent and neutral. So I was actually impressed by him.
Would you be interested in seeing if he's available for May 6th for leading the meeting for this district meeting?
Are you comfortable leading or attending?
You're a suggester. I'm just trying to facilitate the discussion.
If he's capable, then I'm happy for him leading the meeting. If the board is uncomfortable with that, then
I still think he would be great at the meeting to voice. I mean, is there a difference between the meeting and chiming in? Well, you know, there's the question of preparation.
Right.
If you're asking someone to come in and facilitate and lead a meeting, presumably they're going to do an agenda. I mean, it's going to take some time, as opposed to just sit in the room and raise their hand every once in a while and ask the question. That's he'll probably charge us either way. But I think he'll charge us more to actually facilitate the meeting. And then there's the question of writing it up.
Okay, so that's the decision.
I mean, you could get a quote from him either way, but we're not going to meet again.
That's true.
Yeah. I can contact him and get information, availability, quote, where it might take. If he has an idea, that would be the approach, you know, the process.
Yeah. Well, I tend to agree with Jim that I think we could do it ourselves.
I was hoping that we could just take our goals and redo them. We haven't been done in a long time. Mm-hmm. Redo them in order of importance.
That's what I was sort of imagining. My thing in my head was that we would go through our goals and try to make action items, not just have goals, but make action items for how we're going to pursue those goals.
Well, if you're going to make goals, make smart goals.
Well, yes, of course.
They don't have to be yearly, right? But if you're going to say, like, what are you going to do? When are you going to do it? How are you going to do it?
Mm-hmm. So,
but again, that's not a strategic plan, which is what I was trying to say at the meeting, that there's some big splash in the outlook that we're going to be doing the strategic planning, mm-hmm. kicking it off. That's not a strategic plan. We have the resident who apparently spends a lot of time in the summering, who says that talking about staffing is not a strategy. I personally think that talking about staffing should be something that we talk about. We are taking on more and more and more work. We have a part-time general manager. And, for an example, on the positive side, I like the fact that Tim is taking charge of organizing the EDC meetings, writing the staff report, writing the minutes. Larry and Kevin used to do that themselves. So why did they do it? So we didn't have to pay staff to do it. The staff were too busy to do it. They're like, no, never mind, we'll just do it ourselves. It's more appropriate that the staff does it, but it's time. They have to attend the meeting, they have to prepare for the meeting, they have to follow up on the meeting. It's the same for the finance committee. And I feel that people forget about the fact that the staff has their own work to do in between meetings. You have to do the audit.
Right.
You have to pay the bills.
Yeah, all the financial side of things, of course. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of work to do that, like if we go for days without hearing from Tim, that doesn't mean he's on vacation. He doesn't live from meeting to meeting. He's got a whole portfolio of things that he has to do. So I just really, myself, I'm very concerned about adding more meetings, bringing on more projects, without having the corresponding conversation of what are we willing to pay for in the way of staff to support this. On one hand, we're always getting slapped on the wrist. They're only supposed to focus on policy as board members on the plate of the staff. So we have to balance our goals, our objectives, our wish list. We have to balance that with who's going to do that? How many people do we need to do that? What's it realistic to pay them?
What I think probably can only be described as naive aspirationalism. We have to decide, do we want to be anything different when we grow up as a district, or are we going to be the district we always were in Kensington, which was staffed by an ethos of volunteerism,
Well, we had it, you know, for many, many, from 1995 probably all the way up to 2019, we literally had a 20-hour per week district manager. And we had a fire chief who was extremely engaged. And everything got done.
Things got done because a lot of people in the community went and did them.
I'm not sure if a lot of people.
I mean, big dollars. Big dollars when they got them, but I, you know, the firewalls communities, right? The people who were out, you know, clearing trails. That's not happening because the firewalls.
Right, and I'm not sure that it should be happening because the fire board makes it happen.
And so this is kind of what I'm getting. I mean, yeah. This I always say this building, this was the first Kensington building. It was 9K groups, the Boy Scouts, and some volunteers that built this building. Okay, we might not be in an era where we get to do that yet. But we do have to decide, is the EPC a model for amplifying what the board can subsidize, and that needs to be done by a factor of 10. I don't know how to do that, actually. I'm just, again, naive aspiration. I'll just go back to it. But do we actually have to decide about the how of what we can do responsibly as a board, but not do as individual board members do? And so I don't know, but that's, to me, that's a strategic question then about how you set yourself up to enable efforts in the community so that maximally effective volunteerism comes into play. And a lot of people who wrote me, I sent emails out to people saying, share this with whoever you are, and tell me what you think can be done. And people have all kinds of ideas, and people putting in huge amounts of time with epic amounts of knowledge who I think lack agency that the board could provide. So I don't want to advocate this too much. As I said, I need aspirationalism. But that is a strategic question of, do we just draw a circle around the smaller number of things that can be supervised adequately and scope it accordingly? And that's really the vision for how the board makes maximal impact. Is there another thing that could go on the table besides that? That's a way of operating. I don't know the answer to it, but that's a discussion I'd like to have with you all. And I'd like to hear with people in the community.
So to circle back, your description of what your sort of mission with respect to staffing needs and things like that, is that to say that, was that a specific response to whether or not we want Dimitri to come to facilitate the meeting or not?
It was triggered, it was triggered by meeting somebody else.
Oh.
I can't remember. No, I thought we left it with Dimitri that Tim was going to get a quote, right?
Yes, I can do that, if that's the direction you give me.
I guess.
I mean, does that need a quote?
Well, the only problem is then there's no meeting between now and the next time we're meeting.
You have to decide.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to have another meeting for that.
Well, that's why I'm hoping she's not going to make a big splash in the outlook, because I just didn't think we're ready. We have too much that's floating around. I think we need time to get this organized. We're going to do it.
I think the board could make use of the time on May 6th in a similar discussion, begin following an outline, visioning, you know, mission. Who are we? What do we have the resources to be?
Mm-hmm.
Fashioning how we see the district. And then the next part would be the facilitated.
Sure, we'll do that.
And that way you accomplish them.
Yeah, that's good. And that probably the public would appreciate to get to have input before we're moving anyway on sort of adopting a plan. Like plenty of time before we're done. So maybe that Maybe that makes sense. We can have sort of, it sounds like there are lots of ideas. Like we all have things that we want to bring up and we want to chat about. And so I think that the time on May 6th will be.
Yeah, I think we're going to profit by having a meeting.
I have sort of a flip side discussion. I mean, you have this work plan that you've been working on with the Emergency Preparedness Committee, and we ran out of time. We didn't really get to discuss it. But I mean, to me, isn't that a good enough starting point? Or there's not that much else that we do except for managing our staffing. I think we should be. I think we should take a thorough look at the contract with El Cerrito, to be honest. Like, when was the last time everybody read that contract?
Earlier
this
year.
But, like, you know, they're supposed to be applying for grants for us. They used to give us a report card every year in their fee proposal. They had, like, a matrix of all the things they were supposed to be doing, and they sort of graded themselves with, like, green, yellow, red, or something. And grants was always showing up as red. But at least they knew it was on their plate. And they used to report to us. But I mean, to me, I can almost see just the work plan that you have for the EPC, really fleshing that out, deciding budget allocation for those projects if we decide to go forward with it. And I can see that being a major component.
Okay. You mean next for the next? Yeah. Yeah, maybe for the next meeting.
Yeah.
And right. Actually, kind of goes along with the goal, one of the goals. So I'm just like, that's what you see. Or like, figuring out. Anyway, it was talking about who to, what funds to put towards it, or what resources. And when I thought of resources in the goal, I was like, that's the EPC. Like, and how you were talking about how the implementation of a group or some community volunteer situation that can start moving these fire the district goals forward that don't necessarily take the time. Yeah.
I was trying to track what you were saying.
Yeah,
was
right.
Later.
Sorry, I'm two different thoughts at the same time. Go ahead.
Well, just because we're in our waiting minutes, I want to make sure we have time for public comment. So it sounds like I'm going to attempt to summarize it. People should tell me if I'm misunderstanding. At our May 6th meeting, we will discuss things that are on the EPC work plan as sort of a starting point and a general sort of, if you will, to use the word, visioning for what the district could do. And we can bring all of our ideas and things like that. And also, we'll reach out to Dimitri, and if he's willing to get a quote from him now, and then we can vote on whether or not to accept that as a facilitated subsequent meeting going forward, to have a facilitated meeting by him in the future after that meeting, where we'll take those ideas from our visioning and sort of goal setting and develop it into a complete plan. Is that what I was hearing?
We're talking over our goals and stuff, but I have a lot
to say. Yeah.
Is there aside from the fact that we're coming from, I would say, is there a reason that we couldn't spend a really terse?
We're not going to be terse, but yes, we could do that.
But okay. Just like let people get their list pulled out. You have goals.
Mm-hmm.
You have goals.
Mm-hmm.
You have goals. I have some.
Mm-hmm.
You just
do it. I want people to get it. Basically, just say them.
We can have that discussion, but first answer my previous question, which is my summary of what our plan going forward is.
Yeah,
your understanding.
Two things, right?
Yes. Okay. We'll have a meeting on May 6th, talk about all the visioning, ideas, goals, longer discussion, talk about staffing, talk about EPC, talk about these things, get all these ideas out there on the table, potentially contract with Dimitri for a facilitated session in the future subsequent to that.
I guess if we're going to start talking about a lot of volunteerism, I would still like to have the question answered. We talked about getting advice from our legal counsel about the district, you know, having a volunteer program. We've had some people who've got out to solicit volunteers, but that was not a direction that came from the board. We ran into a problem with the resident. They thought the volunteer was a problem. Where it was handled became a problem. And so I don't know if we can ask Tim tonight, but or if you want to save it for May 6th, but I would still like to get something from legal counsel.
That would be great. Then you can help me frame the question to legal counsel to pick up what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's in the UPC work plan too, so we definitely need to get an answer.
Yeah, okay.
I think I said it when we talked about this first time. I remember when the APPCSD was going down the path of the volunteer program. I think it was they definitely, at first, they didn't want to do it because of liability issues, but I think they had them coming. Sort of vetted, and there's probably guidelines and waivers, or who knows? Like, I don't know.
That's why I was living with night. That's for reason. It has to go through some various things.
Jay, if I understand from Rick, were you suggesting, Rick, because I think it would be a good idea if each of us maybe sent out a list of the six most important goals we think we should be trying to?
I love that idea, doing it asynchronously. Are we allowed to do that? Can we cross?
Can we just do it?
We can't discuss them.
Can we do that? Maybe.
If everyone's sending a one-way communication, if they're not sent at the same time, then it's kind of not a one-way communication.
Right? We send them all to Tim, and Tim can compile.
Send them
to Tim.
Oh.
And Tim could compile a non-redundant list.
It's not going to
be some overlap.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, so it sounds like we like the suggestion that I had. I got actually affirmatives from the set of the room, and it sounds like affirmatives from the set of the room. Okay. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So we'll do that. I do want to make sure we do have a moment for public comment since we are running short on time. Are we okay with going to public comment? Public comment online to begin with.
Yeah.
There are four attendees. Attendees online going once, going twice, going to Sylvia.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, thank you for holding this meeting in front of the public as you always do. It's been a little hard to follow what was going on and where you were headed with all this. And it just occurred to me to mention that the whole reason that you're having these strategy meetings is because of the investment in the exploration of consolidation, or whatever we're calling it now, unification, whatever. So it seems to me that if you want to organize yourselves most efficiently, that you would keep referring back to that RFP and Dimitri's response as you approach this process. I realize that's not the same thing as strategic planning, but it is the thing that is sort of everyone's waiting for it. It's more time sensitive. So I just wanted to make that suggestion to use that as your North Star or whatever. You know, in planning this process that you're undertaking. Thank you.
Thanks, Sylvia. Any other public comment online? And Sylvia can lower again. Going once, going twice. In the room, public comment. Oh, great.
Yeah, well, I resonated to Jim's comments a lot. I was here when we had the election meeting, and Tom Connor brought up a lot of these same thoughts with regard to our prevention along the ridge line. And I realized that this is kind of fluid meeting. A specific goal like that is probably not exactly what you're talking about, but you did, so I'd like to. I've been bothered for a long time by lack of opportunity of Kensington residents to have a dialogue about that subject. And I'd like to distinguish it from emergency preparedness, which in my mind is something quite different than cutting the brush on the ridge. Emergency preparedness being largely focused on evacuation, on warning, on individual residential suppression of juniper and so forth. I would very much like to see a greater emphasis, especially if goals are discussed, on what you talked about, Jim. And there's two very basic things which I think you could do without a lot of effort. Number one is you could get the words fuel suppression and fire prevention on the agenda, not as emergency preparedness, but a separate item that residents of the community could come to a meeting and feel like they could talk about that without getting shut down. You know, that's not on the agenda. And secondly, I don't see why a subcommittee couldn't be formed for that specific goal. Mm-hmm. I think Tom kind of will jump at the opportunity. I think that I would, and I think that others would. So that's my two cents.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I only want to add one brief point of order. Unfortunately, our board policies preclude us from having citizens on ad hoc committees. I didn't write them. We should potentially, because anything that sounds like a lovely idea, that's a thing we may have to consider revising if we want to do something like that. Just want to throw that out there to the board. Public comment.
Yes. First of all, I think this has been a wonderful, wonderful discussion you guys have been having. And I think the quality of your discussion is more important. And I'm glad that at the next meeting, you're planning to go on having this discussion and not us facilitate it. Because there's a lot that I think you guys need to work out together first. And a lot of this has to do with what your vision statement is, and I have a different point of view on this than Sylvia, but my sense is that this shouldn't be about consolidation, that that's a separate topic. And if you make this about consolidation, then you have a conflict of interest. And I think that really, for one thing, I'd love to see your vision statement expand to include the people in the community working to make these things, to in favor of making more fire safety in Kensington. Because I think it's just huge. And basically, once you have your vision statement, and not just vision statement, but like Rick's talking about, kind of the idea of what you want the board to be or how you imagine working, then everything else should be supporting it. Everything else should derive from that. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. You're welcome.
Any other public comment? All right. Public comment going once, twice. Closed. Thank you very much, everyone. So we have 5 minutes left. In this time, what would we like to discuss for the last 5 minutes?
Well, I just want to put something out there that I have written down. I actually started my own SWOT analysis.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something else that I think that's very important, and it's the ambulance service crisis.
That was my third one.
Emergency medical is the bulk of the our fire department gets for us. I won't have a big fire with my family and that'll be different. But most of the calls are emergency medical. Our fire chief is extremely knowledgeable about this state of the situation with respect to ambulance service. And I think you might have some ideas that we could benefit from. I think it's a very important topic.
Yeah, you all hit literally all of my ideas. Ambulance was actually was my number two. So thank you. Yes, I was going to bring that up. We got a couple minutes. Do you want to, in brief, run through?
Or, I mean, should we be, are we going to be doing the SWOT analysis together?
And we haven't settled on what we're doing, but it's not that hard to do. But I was thinking,
I was also doing
one. We each do our own, but how do we converge on one that's a project? Like, I think I might see some things as threats that some of you don't see as threats. How do we converge on putting something in a box as a group versus just five individual?
So threat is often in a SWOT analysis. It's really your viewpoint, right? What you can do that. What threatens the ability of any public service agency doing what fire district does? You can also, I would guess there are a variety of different angles people might throw into threats, right? That would be more political or nuanced about what, if you do this thing that's important, you can't do that. I consider that a threat. But we could maybe agree in a couple of minutes, but how would we scope something like threat? Opportunity is often easier. It's a big pie getting made bigger.
I think Rodney Hercules used challenge instead of threat. SWOC. Because I think they, I don't know why they did it, but that's
how it's charged.
Well, and maybe more appropriate for a public agency. Threat is usually like about the business model, competition, so forth.
Value of the suggestion. Right?
There we go.
That's really good.
So we're each doing our own SWOC and then
SWOC.
Yes.
And then
we can send that to Timmy. They don't have to, they may not merge easily, but they would be easy to agglomerate. And if they're partially different elements in the boxes, it would not be hard to discuss them in a straightforward way. I don't know. If you think you might create a holistic SWOC that wouldn't merge, then.
What do you think?
Well, I think it would be useful if I send you all an email and ask for your six most important goals that you would like to discuss and your idea of what the SWOT, your impression of what the SWOT would be from your perspective. Then I can assemble those in preparation for the May 6th meeting. You get them in advance and discuss them at the meeting only. And you'll get a head start on the process. I'm sure a facilitator would go in much more depth about it, but this would be a starting point for you to save some time.
Yeah.
There's only 7 working days before the meeting. I'm very sensitive.
Yeah.
We lose really good people because of workload.
Yeah. Well, you could limit this exercise. Your first idea was to send 6 ideas of goals.
Mm-hmm.
The SWOT can come out afterwards. Yeah, there's time. Okay. So I can send an email to you asking for that. And then...
Sounds good.
Okay.
It is 8:30. So unless anyone has any burning questions or points they want to bring up, then we will be adjourned. Anyone?
Motion to adjourn.
We reached the end of our dinner, so we don't even have to.
It just happened.
It just happened.
Wow. All right.
Thank you, Scott.